Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're heading to Toke, where the community is coming together to rebuild a home for a family that lost everything in a recent fire.
Hi, my name is John Rushniak. I'm the president of the Toke Chamber of Commerce. I've lived in Toke area for the last 24 years, and I'm proud to be a resident of this community. Recently, actually December 1st, we had a house fire with a young family, a mom and two young children. And the reason I'm proud of that is because the community is pulled together and we are just about finished building her a cabin. The community and residents in the state of Alaska have donated nearly $30,000 to build this cabin, and laborers have given hours of time to put this together. So it's kind of a community where we quite often are very independent and do our own things, but when push comes to shove and we need to help one another, people are more than generous to give of their time, money, and effort. The family that had the fire was a young mom, about 35 years old, a daughter, 7 years old, and a son, 5 years old. The daughter was first aware of the fire in her bedroom during the middle of the night and came screaming to her mom, "There's a fire in my bedroom." And it was 41 below that night, and the mom left everything in the house, cell phone and everything, to get the kids out, and got into a car that wasn't plugged in, and at 41 below it started, and she drove to her uncle's house to call the fire department, but by then the house was lost. She grew up in this area. As a child, we knew her mom and dad, and they moved away after the dad died. And she came back just this last summer to rebuild her dad's house, to raise her own children in this community. And when the fire hit, her dreams kind of went up in smoke. So it's kind of neat the way the community's pulled together and organized the rebuilding of her dream.
John Rushniak is president of the Toke Chamber of Commerce. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community featured, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Ed Schoenfeld, Ann Hillman, Annie Feit, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Emily Foreman.